a nest out of mud, and it looks kind of like a wasp.
Oh, a cladoba.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
And have you ever heard those called anything besides peanuts?
Well, I think some people call them ground peas, but I know there's a difference in them.
Oh, there is?
Yes, there's a difference, but I don't know what the difference is, but there's a difference.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy...
favors his father.
And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say that the boy...
chip off the old block, I reckon.
Okay.
I mean, oh, he's like his daddy, he'd be up to see.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Not a nurse, but somebody else.
A midwife is what they went by here.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I don't know what would be common, but my talk is all I can tell you.
Okay. If a country person goes into town, do you know what the city people might call him?
Yes, they used to be a lot more different, but they kind of looked and shied, but it don't happen anymore like it did then. I mean, the country and the city has gotten there on a equal somehow,
mm-hmm.
Or it has here. I don't know what it happens other places. But
well, is there any particular word that city people would use to refer to country people?
Not that I remember.
Okay.
No, ma'am. We had people who went to somewhere, I mean, had family and went there, like I told you, on the steamboat and
mm-hmm.
stay and come, but I never heard much talk about that.
Okay.
I mean, not much remarks.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You say the man got awfully...
upset, I reckon.
Okay.
But
suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really...
dying.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child...
misbehaved?
No, now the nurse...